This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, February 15th. God's word to you today is Lethal Weapon. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 14, verse 28, from the King James Version, and it says, "Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you." Yesterday, we established that it is the word of God in our mouths that is lethal, and not the printed word. God's word is written in the Bible, but God's word does not become the sword of the Spirit until it is spoken from our mouths. Now that we know this, we know that there is actually no point opening the Bible to Psalm 91 and putting it under the pillow and sleeping on it. That really does not do anything. The Bible under your pillow has no effect on whether you have bad dreams or not. It is not the print that makes the Word of God the Word of God. It is not the print that makes the Word of God the sword of the Spirit. It is the spoken word that becomes lethal, and you must speak the word that you know. Knowing, however, is on two levels: the knowing on the conscious level and the knowing on the subconscious level. When you know God's word only on the conscious level, that is good, but it is not lethal enough. When the word of God moves from the conscious level to the subconscious level, you feel it in your spirit, and it becomes fire in your mouth, literally. So how do I get the word of God from the conscious level to the subconscious level? The answer is meditation. When you take the word of God and consistently burn it in meditation, it moves from the conscious level to the subconscious level. It becomes part of your spirit. When you release it in the spirit, things change. That is why God was saying to Joshua in Joshua 1:8, that this word of the Lord must not depart from your mouth. You will meditate on it day and night, so that you will observe to do what is written thereof. Then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have success. That is how you become successful, by getting the word of God on your inside and speaking it. The power of the spoken word is a very big weapon. In the spiritual realm, you must not allow the devil to have the final say. When he touches you with statements like, "You are a failure, everything is going to come crumbling down, just watch," you must respond, but do not respond in your thoughts. A lot of people respond to the devil in their thoughts and wonder why it is ineffective. It is a battle of words. He spoke to you and you have heard it. You have to speak it to him so that he will hear it too. You have to touch him last. Respond with the spoken word and say, "I am the head and not the tail. Everything I lay my hands on shall prosper." Let us pray. I declare that I am the beloved of Yahweh, the one he calls the apple of his eyes and gives up nations for. I belong to God, and in my life, God alone has the final say. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.